That's Earthboy right there with Block the Exit. Hidden track off the past Beats Inside Me, like a second heartbeat, Earthboy's latest album. You are on 2SER, it is The Daily, and first up today on our show, we're going to be talking Animal Logic. Now, you might have heard of Animal Logic. They've joined forces with UTS with a special effects new course. Animal Logic, of course, are known for its digital effects in films such as The Matrix, Insurgents, Hunger Games, X-Men stuff, heaps of stuff. Now they're offering a new postgraduate degree in animation and visualization for 2017. The new degree aims to make Australia the global leader in the arising virtual reality industry. Joining me in the studio today to tell us more about it is Shiloh McLean, head of the UTS Animal Logic Academy. Good morning, Shiloh.
Good morning, Mick.
Thanks for coming down. Very exciting news. People who are aware of movies and animation would know Animal Logic because they really burst onto the scene with The Matrix maybe 20 years ago now, 15 years ago. And since then, they've just taken Hollywood by storm. Very exciting. What is this new course that UTS and Animal Logic have teamed up with?
It's really been a long time developing because we're about to be on a changing landscape as far as computer-generated images are concerned and how they can be used outside of film and entertainment. And, of course, Animal Logic was one of the first studios in the world to really see the potential of visual effects in film, and they are now also seeing the potential of CGI across a range of emerging kinds of uses like VR and holograms and so on and so forth.
Right.
So they're working with the university and we're building a course that's going to be unlike any other course in the way that we're approaching it as a structured experience where people will be working in a studio environment. So it'll be like working in production,
right?
But learning all the new stuff and developing ideas for the emerging technologies.
Fantastic. It sounds very exciting.
It is.
And a great opportunity for Australian people to be able to get skills up in this sort of area. Obviously, it's an emerging field and Australia seems to be at the forefront of this, it feels like. You know, we are very involved in visual effects and these new cutting-edge technologies. How does this differ from existing animation and visualization courses at the moment?
Well, animation is, one of the earliest forms of storytelling, visual storytelling, and, you know, it's a deep craft, a very deep craft. And a lot of the programs are about ensuring that people develop an understanding of that. The people that would come to the Master of Animation and Visualization probably will bring to it that set of skills and knowledge already. And so we sit alongside of and work with people who've got those kinds of course and work experiences as well, and we help them translate that into something new.
Right. And Animal Logic are bringing that sort of, you talked about holograms, this seems like a real emerging field. How do they, things like that and virtual reality, is that really the future of sort of, you know, film and experiences, video games, all that sort of stuff? Is that where we're heading?
Have you been chasing any Pokemon?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have I answered your question?
Oh,
then?
You probably have, yeah.
Did you think 3 months ago that you're going to be running around chasing Pokemon?
Well, probably not. No, I didn't think they'd be lying around outside and I can just hit the button. It is a pretty amazing field, and that sort of augmented reality game. It seems to be tying in real life with games more and more, and virtual reality games are really taking off as well. And they're so immersive, you know.
Absolutely.
You feel like you can't even do it for too long, or you feel like you get a bit sort of tripped out on it. But no, very exciting that they're going to be developing that more. What will the graduates from this course have that will stand them out from some maybe others that haven't done it before?
They're going to have a cohort. Mm-hmm. Our whole approach to this program is to build the cohort. And so they're going to work together facing, you know, challenges that we're still defining and the world is still defining, the technology is still defining. And we're going to be confronting that as a cohort, as a team. And the experience of doing that is the most powerful learning experience you can have. It's energizing, and you come out of that kind of experience with the career-making relationships that let you go forward into emerging creativity.
Certainly. I'm sure a course, graduating from this course would put you in good stead overseas as well. If you said that you were working on this course here at UTS, it sounds like it'd be a really good step forward in your career.
Well, we want to hang on to our talent too, and we want to make opportunities for them locally.
That'd be great.
So it's, you know, it's kind of interesting. We, one of the people that's been part of this program is Guy Griffiths from Animal Logic, and he's one of the guys who was the inventor of the code that underlies a lot of the software that's used for the visual effects.
Wow.
And Australia is, you know, really a quiet achiever. We are held in such high regard in this field. I know when I first went overseas to interview people for a book I was writing, I would go into the studios and they'd say, oh, we have to introduce you to all of our Australians. And the question they always had for me was, how's the industry back home? Because they wanted to bring the experience that they have overseas back to Australia to build the industry here. And a lot of those people, you know, initially did have to go overseas to get experience. But now we've got the depth of studio work and the kinds of creative opportunities that let us build on the talent that we're growing.
Oh, that's great. It's great that we're building that at home. And people are less likely to have to go overseas. That's really, really good.
Well, people like to come here too.
Yeah, indeed. Now, who can qualify for this course? How hard is it going to be to sort of apply? You think we're getting an influx of applicants? How hard will it be?
Really, it depends on the portfolio. Mm-hmm. We're trying to be very open because we know that there are people who are perhaps working in industry, working in studios now. So there'll be a lot of people who are, you know, they're quite skilled. They're working in smaller studios, but they want to get that cohort experience. They want to be able to work at high-level production challenges that you really can't handle in a smaller studio. So there'll be people coming from industry. There'll be graduates from other courses who have really proven their chops and the work that they've been able to get in a bachelor level course. And so they're going to want to take it to the next level.
Right.
You're going to have people from industries that are related that will want to tap into the emerging industries and the emerging uses of CGI. And we're looking for programmers. You know, don't forget, in this industry, IT and art are partners at the same table.
Indeed. And I think it gives IT students another avenue. Instead of maybe going down the corporate, you know, application space, they get to go into something exciting, like it's sort of an entertainment space, which I think IT people often don't think about. That's an option when they have those IT skills to do something that provides entertainment rather than maybe a work function.
Absolutely. But one of the strongest voices in this, in the development of this course, has been the IT side of it, as well as the creative side of it. And that partnership is informing absolutely the way we're developing the program.
Fantastic. Well, sounds very exciting. The course starts next year, 2017.
Absolutely, I guess, January.
And people can apply for that course at the end of this year, I presume?
We're going to be opening applications when the all the student applications
start coming in.
Yep. In September.
Okay.
And we're keeping our website up to date. You can register interest now. You don't have to wait till applications are open. We'll let you know when that happens.
Great. What's the website?
It's Animal Logic Academy.
Great. Too easy. Well, we thank you very much for coming on down to the studio today.
My pleasure.
Having
Thanks
a chat
for
about
having
it.
Us.
And well, good luck to everyone out there who's thinking of applying and can't wait to see what comes out of this academy.
We can't wait to make it happen.
Great. Thanks so much. That is Shiloh McLean, head of the UTS Animal Logic Academy. It's brand new and it's very, very exciting. You are on 2SER. My name is Mick. And right now, here is some Alpha Mama with Arse in the Front. Maybe a bit of a language warning on this one. Now one glass in the hand, back to the bar, got the eyes on the man, one plan. She wanna act like a star, make sure.